And driving around the city the last couple days, I couldn't help but realize that here in D.C., just like everywhere else in the country, gas prices suck. My wife and I live in L.A., and we, not long ago, were the proud owners of two big, giant SUVs, and we decided to do the economically and ecologically right thing. We got rid of one of the big, giant SUVs and got a Prius. I don't know what you're laughing at. It's a great vehicle. You jump on the freeway and putch, and it goes... And when you can drive underneath an 18-wheeler and go, that is really dirty, and drive back out... That is just too damn small. It is kind of cool when you go to the gas pump to fill up, because in one tank you've driven like 2,000 or 3,000 miles, and you go and fill up, it's like, oh, all done, I'll be damned. 10 cents, that's amazing! Not used to a vehicle like this, so I've always had big trucks and big SUVs, and the one vehicle I refuse to get rid of, I've had it for 10 years, it's paid for, I love this thing, I've taken good care of it. I know it's not politically correct to drive it anymore, but I don't care. It's the H1 Hummer, the real one, the big one, the military one. I love this thing. It has a 38-gallon tank. Gets 7 miles to the gallon. Diesel, where I live at its peak, was $3.84 a gallon. Yeah, I went to fill it up that week. It wasn't even empty. It cost me $148. I pushed the vehicle home. As it rolled into the driveway, I called my kids out and I said, girls, look at our new front yard ornament. Get in the Prius. You suck that. I used to pick Priuses out of the grill of my Hummer. During the holidays last year, we had to take the Hummer to get a little maintenance done on it. And then we went to pick it up when it was finished. And we're driving home, and my wife is behind me. She's driving a Hummer. I'm in front. I'm driving the Prius. I was tricked somehow. I don't know how that happened. But she calls me on the cell phone, and she's laughing. Let me explain to you why. The Prius that we own is not a black Prius. It's not a red Prius. It's a blue Prius. But it's not really a blue Prius. It's more of a blue Prius. Yeah. It's pretty. Sparkly. I did that a little too well, didn't I? And also while I'm driving, I'm holding in my left arm my wife's 3-pound chihuahua. And you have to hold this dog when you're driving, otherwise it'll fall down between the seats and you're like, where the hell is this dog? Oh, there you are. Let me put down the parking brake. That'll hold you, you little bastard. Oh, I gotta shift. Oh. Was your head. I'm sorry. I thought it was a little shifty thingy. It's same size and leather and fur. I don't know the difference. And I thought I was grinding the gears. Thanks for laughing at that. That's the stupidest joke I tell all night, so. And a chihuahua. That's my wife's idea of the family pet. The dog I picked out for us is Bill, our golden retriever. He's 80 pounds. Now that is a dog, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I named him Bill because I got him when Clinton was in office, and as a puppy, he was humping everything. But when it comes to dogs, the big ones, the little ones, I have criteria for what is and is not a dog. Here's what is not a dog. Anything that bounces when it barks. Not a dog. Anything I can easily dropkick over my back fence. Not a dog. Anything that's regularly terrified by a running leaf. Not a dog. It's a yapping beanie baby. That's what that is. It's the Richard Simmons of canines. That's all I'm saying. Yep, 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 yep. Honey, what was that?
I don't know. Bill's sitting right next to me. I don't know either.
You're a genius. Do it again. I figured out size does matter in the canine brain. Bill, golden retriever, very smart animal. When he was a puppy and I had to potty train him, if he pooped on the living room carpet, I stuck his nose in it. 3 times later, he figured out, oh, I'm not supposed to crap here. Next 2 dogs, same thing. Now the little brain dead chihuahua comes along. She poops on the living room carpet. I stick her nose in it. 3 times later, she thinks, oh, I'm not supposed to crap ever. And that's why they shake. Another way the chihuahua proved her lack of intelligence, most dogs know when you find a stick in the yard and you put it in your mouth and you run with it, you put the stick in your mouth sideways. I am not kidding. This little idiot dog found a stick about as long as she was. She stuck it in her mouth to run with it, but it was sticking straight out the front. This is all true. We're all sitting on the couch watching TV. She comes running through the house as fast as she can. That stick sticking straight out. And as she runs across the carpet in front of us, for some reason, she decided to quickly look down. Oh, yeah. Stick stuck in the carpet, crammed down her throat. With momentum, she actually pole vaulted over the stick. Of course, my wife and my girls were like, aah! I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. And then I thought, damn, she'd been going just a little faster, I'd have a new puppet, a chihuahua on a stick. Yeah, my wife started going nuts with the chihuahua thing, though. Her little chihuahua, she named Darby. And after about 1.5 years of having little Darby, my wife decided it was time to breed the dog. So my wife got on the internet and found the 3-pound stud chihuahua. I don't know how you call anything that's 3 pounds a stud. But we went and picked up little Jake. He was for sale, and the owner just wanted to get rid of him. So Jake came to live at our house. He was full grown and ready to go. And not long after that, Darby came in heat. Not long after that, we had 3 tiny little chihuahua puppies. The 2 larger ones my wife gave away. But the runt of the litter, the runt from 2 3-pound dogs, we decided to keep. Little Rusty is now full grown. He's a whopping 1.8 pounds. And the cool part is he and 80-pound Bill are best friends. I don't know how you can be best friends with someone who's the same size as your poop. My kids question whether I'm funny or not. I pointed that out in the backyard one day. I'm a comedy genius to them now, ladies and gentlemen. But the other cool part is little Rusty picked me over everyone else in the family to bond with. He likes me best. We don't know why. But I kind of like it. I come home and he runs to the front door and I pick him up. I take him to my office. I have a little stuffed car. I sit on my desk and he sits in that car. If he sits just right, it looks like he's driving around my desk. People walk in my office and they go, oh, it's a rat. Oh, it's your dog. But the bond between Rusty and me has gone beyond just companionship. There's an emotional bond there. Now, what I'm about to tell you has happened 5 different times, so it can't be coincidence. Now, the 3 chihuahuas sleep in the bed with my wife and me. And every once in a while, my wife and I will get in an argument. We'll go to bed angry. I know you're not supposed to do that, but we're tired. Little Rusty hears the argument. He knows we're not happy with each other, and apparently he takes my side because at 3 or 4 in the morning, he will wake up and pee on my wife.
Can I tell you something? My wife wanted my son to be, I shouldn't say this because it's televised. I'll tell you. She wanted him to be homeschooled, right? But here's the thing. He was not accepted. And I was in his room when he got the letter, and he knows our handwriting, so it was sad. But she brought the hedgehog to the room in a beautiful suite I had in the hotel, and she puts it on the floor and goes back out shopping for snacks and a habitat for our newfound family member. I'm alone with a hedgehog in the room, and the maid comes in for turndown service. She doesn't even knock. She assumes nobody's in the room. She assumes I'm downstairs preparing for my show. You could tell how much preparation goes into this extravaganza. Well, I got here a week ago and set that stool up. That's what I did. It looks easy, but I went through 35 different stool samples before I settled on that. I'm just shitting you. All right. So I'm gonna... Anyway, so I... But the maid takes the step in the room and sees me standing there with a hedgehog, and she just stops in shock with her mouth agape and two chocolates. What would you say to her? I made it like it was their problem because I didn't want to get fired. I wanted to continue to work at the casino. So I just went, look! Look how good my son's doing in school. She bought a parrot. Does anybody here own a parrot? You have one? What? I don't know what she's saying. What are you saying? What did you do?
It's a parrot. It's called a parrot.
You have a parrot. What are you saying? Pardon me? You have a lot of parrots. You don't right now, but you've had a lot of parrots. You have one. A mini parrot. Oh, my God. It's a mini parrot, which is a parrot. I've never heard that term. No, either of you. You're just making up words and yelling shit out. I've decided not to air this special. I don't want to. It's just a weird... Pardon me? Go ahead. You have a degree in what? Animals outside. You have a degree in animals outside. What are you saying? Why do you sound like a parrot? I don't know what she's saying. I don't know what's happening. What? Your parrots talk to you, all right. Do you know nobody's talking to you right now? You're just... What is your name? What is your name?
Nancy.
Nancy. And what do you do, Nancy? Veterinarian technician. Where did you register? Did you just write this on a piece of paper at home? You went to college. Okay, and that's where you learned about a pirouette that you have? It's like a parrot, but it spins on one foot on its toe. It's a pirouette. Polly, what a cricket! Pardon me? It's tiny. Okay, shut up!
He's got two cats, loves them to death, loves them. One's healthy, one's diabetic. Yeah, diabetic cat. That wasn't even a term 10 years ago. That was called new cat. And a healthy cat, does that even exist? All a cat does is eat and then almost throw up all day long. He just walks around the house 24 hours a day. Ha! Ha! Would you ever hang out with a human being that did this? Ever? That was a really good meal. I'm good. Wanna go see that movie? I was thinking we should. That's the healthy one. The other one, $3,000. Find out it was a diabetic cat. $3,000. And when they bring it back, it's not a healthy cat. It's still a diabetic cat. We have to give it shots of insulin in its neck 2 times a day. Put pills on the end of a stick, shove it down its throat, fire them in there. It's biting and peeing on us. I wouldn't do this to keep my wife alive. I wouldn't. I'd be like, baby, we had a good run. We really did. I don't want to remember you this way. Get in the carrier. We're going for a ride. Now the kids want a dog. They want a dog in the worst way. They're not getting a dog. I can't have one more thing in the house. I think it's okay to go to the bathroom anywhere at once. The kids do it. The cats do it. My wife does it. I can't have it. And when you're a kid and you run by it, you just go, you have to pick it up as the father. I don't even use tissue anymore. I just grab it. Is this anybody's? Anyone forget to do something? All sorry, because our neighbors got their kids a pit bull. A pit bull. I'm like, dude, it's going to eat your kids. He's like, yeah, maybe. Good point. He's like, no, dude, they don't want to kill. You have to train them to kill. They don't want to kill. No, it's a pit bull. It's built to kill. Its whole head is wall-to-wall teeth. They didn't put the eyes in the right place. They're just shoved in the back like an afterthought. It's like God was making it. It was like, well, everything gets eyes. I don't know why I made that. Some things shouldn't be pets, you know? I had a college roommate, one of these jackasses, had a boa constrictor, 20-foot-long thing in a fish tank this big. Thing was so pissed off, every time you walk by, it'd try and bite you. He's like, dude, you gotta be cool around it. It can sense your fear. Well, then get it the hell out of here. Who senses fear? The devil senses fear. That's not a pet. Get me a goldfish. That's a pet. Doesn't sense anything. Just floats around like a dumb... Big thing of fish... hanging off its belly for weeks at a time. Not dead, not dead. I thought it was dead. I'm okay. I'll keep it going.